Don Holmes with the Juno is providing free transportation to the Kuprinoff State Dock beginning at 8 a.m. at North Harbor in front of the Harbor Master's office. And he'll be available all day to shuttle people from Petersburg to Kuprinoff and back.
And how do you arrange that? You just go and wait for him to...
Yes. He said he'll be there starting at 8, and then he'll take people over and come back. And it's a short turnaround, I would say 15 minutes, maybe 20, for him to get over there, unload people, and come back. And he also provided his cell phone number, and that's on our website. And I'll post some signs down there, too, so if they don't see him, they can call and see where he is.
So I understand there's going to be an opportunity for people to hike on some of those trails.
That's right,
and
yes.
I read about three different trails.
Yes, we have three trails for people to choose from, and all of them start from the Kuprinoff Dock. So you get dropped off there and walk up the ramp and head to the trail head. There's a big bulletin board there, and there will be signs there and some maps that show people which trails to choose from. The most difficult hike is the one up to the top of Petersburg Mountain. So if you want to do that one, you should catch one of the earlier shuttles to Kuprinoff. It usually takes about 3.5 hours to get to the top. And there's still about a foot of snow up there, believe it or not. And coming down is faster, takes about 2 hours. So bring a lunch and bring water. Heading that way is fun, but if you're going to go all the way, it's a workout.
You need to prepare for that one.
Yes. Yeah. And then the other two are easier hikes. The hike to Petersburg Creek is a lot of fun for families. And at the creek, there's a lot of nice sand for kids to play in. And it's really nice on Saturday. The tide will be going out, and it'll be low at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the sandbars will be there, and it's nice soft sand, and the kids will, you know, could bring buckets and shovels if you want to. And the trail to the creek is all boardwalk with a net, so it's easy. You know, there's steps up and steps down, but it crosses the Muskeg. It's a really pretty hike. It takes about 45 minutes to get to the creek. And then the other fun one is the Kuprinoff Loop Trail. So you head same way. You turn left at the bulletin board. And we'll have it marked. The trail will Y off. One part goes to the left, which is headed south to the creek, and the other one will head to the right, and that's north. And that's the Loop Trail. And that trail takes about 45 minutes. There are some areas that don't have a boardwalk yet, but we are having that worked on and getting rid of some of those muddy spaces, hopefully before Saturday. And also, there are three geocache locations on Kuprinoff.
Yeah, so what's that about?
So geocache, you go to geocache.com. And it provides GPS coordinates for the geocache. It's like a treasure hunt. We're actually going to leave Kuprinoff pens in the boxes for people to take, and they don't have to leave anything. Typically, you take something, you leave something. That's the etiquette of the geocache. But in this case, you can take a Kuprinoff pen, and you don't have to leave anything.
And so that is going all day then?
Yeah, they're just there. Actually, they're there now, so people can do that. And we'll just leave them up all the time so people can do geocaching whenever they want to.
And then there's also games happening.
Yes.
On Saturday, and they start at 10, right?
So mm-hmm. Yes, I would say, and Butch Anderson is doing the games. He's one of our council members, and he has a lot of fun with kids. And it's going to be right in front of the community building. The community building is about a quarter mile north of the Kuprinoff Dock. So we'll have signs for that, too. So you just get to the boardwalk trail, turn right, and walk about a quarter mile. And the building's there, and then just walk down to the beach. That beach is a little nicer. It's less rocky for the kids to play on. So that's why we chose that location. It's going to be pretty casual. I'll have some like gunny sack races and, you know, carrying an egg on a spoon, maybe just fun stuff for little kids. And just so show up anytime. And I'm sure he can restart stuff if more people show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And did you hear about the new timber frame shelter?
No.
Okay. So Michael Truex has built a new timber frame shelter right next to the dock. So when you walk off of the dock and the long pier, there's a little building right there. And that is going to give people a place when they're coming to Kuprinoff and it's raining and they're waiting for their boat ride, they can stand under there. And Michael's also planning rowboat races on Saturday, and he's the one kind of heading that up.
Okay. Do you know what time the rowboat races
He's going to plan to start about 10, but he'll be out there all day, like 10 to 4:30. So when people show up, we get a couple of people that want to try. And I think he's going to mark a little course or he'll know, you know.
Okay, so it'll be probably timed.
Yeah, I think so. That might be the best way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since I have you here, I just kind of wanted to ask about the history of Kuprinoff. This is the 40th anniversary.
The city was founded in 1975. So this is the 41st year. But last year, October, is not a fun time to do anything outside. So we decided to wait until May to kind of plan it before Mayfest.
So there's been a settlement there for decades.
There used to be fur farms over there. The Yukon Fur Farm was owned by Harold and Ethel Bergman, and that was right at the mouth of Petersburg Creek. And then also you can see old signs of old mink pens. And the building to the south of the dock was a clam cannery. And I've heard stories about different places where there was a barrel-making factory, and there used to be a road all the way from where the Petersburg Mountain Trail begins and then all the way down to the Yukon Fur Farm at Petersburg Creek. And there are a couple of old cars you can still see just rusting away off on the side of the trail.
And how many residents? I think they're kind of spread out, but how many officially are, you know, part of the
25,
town?
I believe, is the census.
Okay.
Yes. And I heard that at one point we were the smallest second-class city, and then I heard that we were the second smallest. So I'm not sure where we are now.
Somewhere in Alaska, there's maybe a town smaller. But
there may be, yes. And if people would like more information, there is a website. The cityofkuprinoff.org is the website for the city, and everything is posted on there with phone numbers. And we hope a lot of people come over on Saturday to enjoy a day of walking in the wilderness.
Thank you so much, Becky.
Thank you for having me.